Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we're bringing them to you today here on the NFL Draft Blast platform. We're going to go to Anna Maria, and we're going to be joined with their standout receiver, Trey Weaver. He led the team in receiving, catches, yards, and touchdowns. A fantastic year, a little bit of a breakout season for this young man, and he's currently working out in Exceed Sports Performance and Fitness. But with that said, Trey, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. What's it like knowing that your collegiate time's kind of come and gone, and now you look to get to the, you know, to the next level?
It was hard at first, you know, ending your career on a year like that. It was hard. Leaving my Anna Maria family is going to be hard. But I want to play at the next level. I want to play with the big dogs, and I'm looking forward to getting a shot.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, kind of talk about, I mean, young kid, Pop Warner, Pee Wee. I mean, were you that offensive, you know, guru at that time? Were you scoring 3 or 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
No, it's funny because in Pop Warner, people won't believe me, but I played tight end. I was heavy set back in the day, and I played tight end, but I always had the great hands.
So then you've kind of emerged, and obviously you've slimmed down, and then those great hands kept you going, and then you changed to the receiver. When do you kind of start, you know, maybe slimming down and playing more receiver?
Probably freshman year of high school. When I was a freshman, I played running back for the freshman team, and then when I moved up, they wanted me to play receiver. So that's when the whole receiver thing started about my sophomore year in high school.
And then obviously you've kind of built towards that, and then take us through your collegiate time. I mean, what schools were looking at you coming out of high school, and how did you end up at Anna Maria?
When I was coming out of high school, I had a D1 school, Central Connecticut. I also had a D2 school, which is Southern. But my thing was, I was a little undersized coming out of high school, and I wanted to play right away. And Anna Maria came and they found me, and I fell in love with the coaching staff that was here. The school was small; it was the right fit because the high school I came out of was a small school, so I figured
okay.
I fit in well here. And I decided that I wanted to give the school a shot. Wasn't a really good program at the time. I wanted to try and come in and change the program, and that's something – that was one of my goals when I first came in here. I wanted to take 4 years and try and change the program.
Nice. I got to ask, what were you coming out of high school, and then what are you now in terms of height weight?
Coming out of high school, I was about 135, 5'9". Now I'm up at a 5'11", 165, 170.
Nice. Yeah, so, yeah, you're definitely – you were definitely light back then. So, I mean, it's fun hearing those
really
stories of you guys kind of putting on the pounds and, you know, kind of growing into the man body that you, you know, you grow into. Once again, Trey Weaver, the Anna Maria standout receiver here on the C2P, talking a little NFL draft and finding what this young man brings to the table. If you folks miss any of the show in its entirety, you know it's always free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we always feature their draft bio at collegetopro.com. We like to say it's your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about him moving forward, and this is an exciting time for a lot of these guys. For you, Trey, I mean, when does it kind of sink in that you have a realistic shot? I mean, you know as well as everybody, it doesn't matter if you're D1, D2, D3, JUCO. If you're out there, you're playing on Saturday, you want an opportunity to get to Sunday. I mean, when does that kind of become a reality for you that you have the skill set?
It became reality down in Florida in December when I had got invited to the National Bowl down there. I went down there and played. I debated back and forth if I even wanted to play, and I came to the decision to go out there and play and show what I got. I had very, very good practices, and I had a very good game. I received a tweet from NFL Draft Blitz stating that I had the best hands on my team, and I was very smooth in and out of my routes. And then a couple days later, teams reached out to my coach saying I impressed them and they wanted to watch film on me, more film. So that's when I really realized, like, I can really do this.
How much pep in the step was in Trey Weaver after you received those emails and texts?
I wanted to get going. I got on the phone. I was looking for agents. I was looking for trainers. I got it going very quickly.
That's awesome. And that's exciting. And maybe, you know, I mean, it happens to everybody a different way, but I mean, probably coming, I mean, basically your collegiate career is over at Anna Maria. You go down for the All-Star game and lo and behold, you're getting that type of feedback. That's tremendous feedback and good for you. But then again, you got the invite down to the National Bowl. So you had to do some good things prior to getting there. Let's talk about the breakout season your senior year. I mean, you know, I mean, I was looking at your stats. I mean, you definitely just blew this year out of the water. I mean, I know that you got your stuff, that you focused, you wanted to have a big year, but I mean, how did it really all come together for you?
It came together. I worked on my craft a lot in the summer. We brought in a new coaching staff, and the offensive coordinator and the head coach are from my high school. So we bonded real well. I was in the office a lot with them, learning the offense and learning defenses, knowing where holes is, knowing when to get open and stuff like that. And it really worked for me on the field. It really paid off. And I made the best of it. Every ball that came to me, if I can get my hands on it, I was coming down with it.
Ha! And the rest is history. And again, you get the national invite and some NFL attention. It's good stuff, man. I love it. And like I said, and you're our first kid from Anna Maria. I don't think we've ever had an Anna Maria player on the show. So I always love when we get a new guy from a new school that we've never had. Kind of makes us, into where's his school at? You know, where are they located? What division? Who are they playing against? So it's always good to learn.
Yeah.
I ask every guy, Trey, that comes on the show this question. I mean, if you're in the film room, and you kind of touched base on it a little bit, I mean, you said you had great hands as a young kid. You said you got the feedback that you had some, smooth routes, best hands down at the National Bowl. But, I mean, besides those traits, which are standout traits, I mean, what are scouts going to love about you when they're breaking down film of you, in your words?
When they're breaking down film, they're going to love the speed. They, from film, you can't really tell the IQ, but they'll love the IQ once you get into the film room. They'll love the routes. They'll love the hands. And that's really what they're looking for. Especially scouts, they want to see speed nowadays. Speed is a big factor, and if you got speed and you can catch the ball on longer routes, that's what they look for in a receiver.
Definitely. Anything go unnoticed? I ask this question because we do pass this off to teams, and I mean, not that they don't know about you, but I mean, is there anything they need to know? Maybe sometimes the offense you ran, you couldn't showcase certain skills. Maybe you're a team captain, team leader, workout warrior, a film junkie. I mean, what are some of the things that these scouts can't see by just watching tape?
Well, I was a team captain this year. I was a captain all 10 games. Also, by watching film, they'll see that I am a typical slot guy. But when my team needed a big play or a big third down, they would iso me by myself and let me get one-on-one with the defender and make a big play.
Nice. Very well said. Once again, Anna Maria standout receiver Trey Weaver here on the C2P. As we talk some NFL draft. So, I mean, I believe you're training and exceeds sports performance and fitness. What's it like training with Sean and Shane?
Oh, they're awesome. They're two great guys. I'm glad I chose to go down there with them. I had another gym that I was going to train at, but I think it was Mike Boyle's gym up in here in Massachusetts. But I'm glad I went down to exceed. I feel at home every time I go down there. I love being down there. They're great. The people who train down there are great. It's a family down there.
Ha! Nice. And I always joke around, I usually ask this at the end of the show, but I'll ask you now. If you could put those two through any workout, what would you like to kind of switch sides and put them through?
Oh, I'll put them through the phase four workout they got me going through right now. When I get done with my own, I can't even lift my phone to put it up to my ear to call somebody.
Excellent. Now, I'm sure you probably know Nick McBeth. He's training there as well. We had him on the show. And when I asked him that question, he actually said he'd like to put both of them in football pads and watch them hit each other.
that would be really good to see.
Yeah. And he said he thought Shane might come out a little bit ahead of, Sean just due to the size
difference. Yeah, from the looks of it.
Excellent stuff. I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody? I know it's a cliche question, but I mean, it helps us list kind of get a better understanding of, the guy you are. And we're not saying I'm as good as this guy, but just in terms of, your coaches, your family, friends say, hey, Trey, when we're watching such and such team, you remind us of this guy.
One comparison I did get, which I stated in another interview I had, was to Julian Edelman. The size, the way he's in and out of his routes quickly, the double moves routes that he run, and dragging across the field, getting open, completing big third downs is something that I heard a lot.
Nice, nice. Actually, he was on the show as a rookie, and I remember being – he went to Kent State, and he went to Kent State's pro day, and then he actually performed at the Akron pro day as well. And I remember after the Akron pro day, Charlie Fry, the ex-Browns quarterback, ex-Akron Zip quarterback, the three of us were sitting there on the field, and Charlie said – Julian was running around. He says, I promise you. He goes, that kid's going to make it in the NFL. And lo and behold, you know, ex Kent State quarterback turns into, you know, 100-catch receiver in the NFL. So, I mean, what's your, I guess, you know, how pro days, I mean, are you going to go to one of the regional combines? Kind of how do you plan on attacking this next step in your, you know, your journey towards the, you know, the next level?
Okay, well, right now we're trying to get me into a pro day locally around here in Massachusetts, one of the bigger schools. But I will be attending something called a National Pro Day, which is a pro day hosted by the people who hosted the National Bowl that I went and played in. That's going to be in the first week of April down in Philadelphia. So I'm definitely going to that one. As of right now, the pro day around here is still in the works. So those are my two options right now.
Definitely, definitely. It's tricky. I know you small school guys, it's like pulling teeth to get you guys into some of these, you know, these pro days to get some more recognition. But, hey, that's part of it. But you're doing great, and I'm sure these guys are going to want to see more of you. Once again, Anna Maria, standout receiver, shared with us on the show that he got some positive feedback from teams. They thought he did a lovely job down at the National Bowl. And if you folks aren't familiar, if you don't know about the National Bowl, it's one of the collections of some of the top small school talent in the nation, and all these top all-star seniors go down there and they perform in front of NFL scouts. It's a great opportunity. And we just witnessed it that, you know, these guys get to kind of rub elbows, talk to teams, and these teams really get to put their eyes and ears on these guys as they perform a week long of practice. With that said, Trey, we always like to wrap the show up with some lighthearted questions. Are you ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let's take a shot.
All right. Now this question, I think you guys enjoy answering the most, female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to have to go with Tom Brady's wife. I hope you don't listen to this, but I'm going to have to go with her.
God, I would love for you to get signed by the Patriots. That would just be phenomenal. We would be watching the game and like, Brady never throws the Weaver. He never throws the Weaver. I'm like, yeah, because Weaver wants to date his wife now. Yeah. So, hey, we'll keep that on the hush. We'll keep that on the hush. And how about this one? Your cleats, your spikes, you know, that's a big thing now to get, you know, themes, ideas, scriptures, you know, superheroes. I mean, if you could have anything sprayed on them, what would you want on there?
Maybe I would have to go with a Bible scripture. I love the one that says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That's something I live by. It's something that's on all my social media. It's something I look up before every game. It's just something that motivates me to play hard.
Nice. Are you on Twitter?
Yes.
All right, so I'll plan on following you when we get done, and I have my favorite scripture on my Twitter as well, Psalms 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. And one more for you. Your head coach, I believe it's Dan Mulrooney. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if they do, would they do it in front of him?
Yes, there's a couple kids out here that do a great impersonation of him. We actually did it during a meeting one day, and he thought it was hilarious. He sounded just like him. He's really easy to mock when he gets angry. It's something.
Excellent stuff, man. Trey, I was excited for you to make time for us today. And like I said, you know, I knew a little bit about you, but now I know a lot more, and I'm glad I do, because it sounds like exciting stuff. But hey, with that said, we always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
No problem at all. Yep, that's Anne Maria, standout receiver, Trey Weaver, here on the C2P. You folks know the opportunities this young man has in front of him, and they're pretty cool to hear that things are going so well for him. If you want more of him, iTunes. You type in Trey Weaver, T-R-A-I, Weaver, and then you do the same thing for Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring the Draft Blast there, and then we'll be getting this draft bio up shortly as well. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.